other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to be completely honest with the listeners of this broadcast. Many of you have been listening and watching my television show for 9-10 years. And over the years, I've become more astute, more aware of the New World Order. I've learned their operations, their tricks, their overall program. But I've warned you many times that all of us can become conditioned through a broadcast like this, acclimated to what's happening. And that has really started to happen to me. By that, we're aware of the New World Order. We know what's going on. But now I see articles about, okay, they're not just going to implant the judicial workers in Mexico with chips. They're going to make the police take it. And I don't even read the news article. When this is a massive, earth-shattering development. Last week I was shown the brochure for looking for suspicious people fighting terror and crime here in Austin. It was identical in the text to the Florida brochure that made major headlines. Look for people that don't have a lot of furniture, people that have strange equipment, a lot of men living alone in a house, people that have locked doors. Look for guns, look for drugs, to have the cable man, the phone person, the exterminator, the firefighter, whoever's in your house be a tattletale. You know, that's the federal tips program. And then last week I learned they even had a symposium. I could have gone and videotaped it. Luckily others did. Now I've seen some of that, and I'm going to get all of it. And then I learned that they indeed lay all this out, word for word, what's being announced in Florida, which we already knew was really a federal program implemented at state level called the TIPS program. They call it AWARE in Florida. They call it a Homeland Security meeting here in Austin, but it's the exact same text, same brochure. It just says Travis County, Austin, Texas. And then it says the name of the cities and the counties in Florida. And I see reports all the time out of Idaho, New York, California, New Jersey, you know, with the Neighborhood Watch program doing it, everybody else being part of it. I typed into the search engine this morning, Austin, Texas, Homeland Security Citizens Meeting, and thousands of links popped up, every type of meeting you could imagine going back 2.5 years, even before Homeland Security got funding. AmeriCorps, SecureCorps, Citizen Corps, giant tattletale squads formed in Austin. And I dropped the ball. I mean, I knew they were already doing it, but how many of you knew that there were giant squads? So I started typing in random names of cities, and the same thing. Cincinnati, Dallas, giant squads, hundreds of meetings, spies everywhere. I dropped the ball. I drop it all the time. There is so much evil coming at us, such a takeover, that I can't even, I mean, I get battle fatigue, folks, in the info war. I mean, at a certain point, when you get overstimulated with information, you psychologically start shutting down. And that's happened now. I mean, I'll have giant stacks of news that we all post on the website, and most days I'll have horrific stuff that I don't even want to read on air. I want to expose the New World Order. I want to fight them, but I don't even want to focus on it anymore. I want to go into denial. I want to, but not today. I mean, I've chastised myself psychologically. I realize how serious it is, how my family, everybody's family's in danger. I mean, I'm so desensitized. We'll come back and talk about it, but I mean, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. It's much worse than even I thought. It's just everywhere. It's a total takeover. All around us. We've got to fight it. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yacht Boy 400PE Worldband Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yacht Boy 400PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up in a little while, we're going to play about a 3.5-minute news piece from ABC Nightly News. One you've all heard about last week, where they showed the Mexican judicial workers in Mexico City getting their microchips. Then I want to play the long trailer that's been posted on Infowars.com for the Manchurian candidate coming out in 9 days. And believe me, I'll be there when that movie opens. I'm very impressed by the trailer and what I've read about the film. Of course, the problem is, you know, in the film, they get soldiers, they dose them, they put microchips in their brain. They drug them for months, brainwash them. I mean, they could do this without the microchips 40 years ago, and they did. This is declassified stuff. But here it is, throwing it in your face in this film. So we're going to play that for you. But I want to play it right after we air the ABC Nightly News piece, because this is talking about putting microchips in you, and then next we'll go to the movie. But see, now when you talk about Manchurian candidates and mind control and microchips, when you hold up an army document saying that they want to do this to the population from 2000, they'll go, oh, you got that from that movie. It's like the film The Skulls, you know, before we got both our presidential candidates being Skull and Bones, a first. Before they do that, they come out with a movie called The Skulls and whitewash the whole thing, but from what I've seen, the Manchurian candidate doesn't look like that. You've got a global group of royalty and European power elite in secret meetings with mind control slaves, and they're putting people into the vice presidency with them, and then have Manchurian hitmen. And, of course, again, the last 2 weeks, we've got the New York Times going, yes, the Bilderberg Group gave Kerry a call and said, we want John Edwards. And then he did. I've confirmed. Kerry went on Larry King Live and spouted off about, well, I picked him because he went to this meeting in Italy and did such a good job. Really impressed the people there. So what we see is a massive conditioning taking place, a massive coming out of the New World Order through nonfiction media, TV, radio, print, and mainly, to a greater degree, in the fiction media. Just a bathing of the consciousness in this information. And in the last segment, I was talking about how I've gotten overwhelmed. I mean, I really have gotten overwhelmed. Because I could take one of the articles I have in front of me and spend an hour on it properly and show all the connections and what it really means and the spin and the societal propaganda and what the bigger agenda is. There's no way to do that. We just don't have time. One cannot be told about the Matrix. One simply has to see it for themselves, as they say. But I remember right after 9/11, even before 9/11, they were going to have Secure Corps and AmeriCorps and Citizen Corps, but be tattletales to, quote, fight crime and terror, and why the terrorists are going to hit us any minute, give your rights up when they hit us. And then after 9/11, you know, I read the Associated Press where they had the neighborhood watch programs. Look for pregnant women that really aren't pregnant. Look for baby carriages. Look for men dressed like priests. Look for drugs. Look for guns when you're in people's houses. Spy on your neighbors. And then they came out with a tips program for 1 in 20 Americans to be a snitch of the government. And if they can't get in your house without a warrant, the police will just have everybody else spy on you. I mean, total East Germany. And then everybody got mad about it, so they said, oh, we're canceling it. And then we've seen hundreds of different programs, all federally funded, popping up around the country. And one of them 2 weeks ago was announced in Florida. They're training firefighters that when they're in your house to spy on you, and it says for terror and crime. See, it's like that run-on sentence. It was first going to be for terror, and then now it's, oh, and crime. Homeland Security's putting up cameras, you know, $1.2 billion grant in New York to fight terror and crime. $100 million grant in San Antonio to fight terror and crime. $315 million grant in Chicago for cameras and sensors and infrared sensors to fight terror and crime. And last Tuesday, when Bev Harris was here in town doing her black box voting, exposing that, at the same time they had a Homeland Security meeting with the sheriff and others, and they brought the brochure in to me at the TV station and said, Alex, are you going to this after your show? And I said, no, I just can't handle it anymore. I don't want to go be around these people. And they said, well, here's the brochure. And I scanned it, and it said, you know, what to look for that's suspicious. Be there. Well, we've now got the video of this that folks shot there that the feds were putting on, and it was the exact words, wording of what was said and done in Florida. It's a federal program. And so this morning I said, well, let me just type in, what exactly did I type? I did several searches. I typed in Citizens Homeland Security Meeting, Austin, Texas. I did several other searches. And then when I found what I found there, I started typing in random cities. And I only had time to type in, I don't know, 3 or 4 cities, and it was the exact same thing. Hundreds of meetings, thousands of links. We're talking early 2002, Citizen Corps, AmeriCorps, Secure Corps, Neighborhood Watch, the meetings with the local business councils, the cable men, the exterminators, all there how to fight terror and crime. Terror and crime. In your house, spying on you for the government. And so, I mean, I've said TIPS is here to stay. TIPS is there. They changed the name as you got wise to them. And I knew it was going on, but I didn't know that. I mean, I knew that the Philadelphia News and in other papers 2 years ago had the high school juniors and seniors, if they want to graduate, they go be part of Secure Corps, a part of AmeriCorps and Citizen Corps, a division of those. And it said, we help run checkpoints, we do warrant service, we learn how to do fugitive apprehension and how to spy on our neighbors. So, you know, I've seen bits and pieces of it. But to then just be confronted with thousands of links, hundreds of meetings in every city, just giant squads of these people everywhere, just amazing, amazing to see that and to know that and to deal with that and to know that I could have gone to that meeting here in Austin, but, I mean, there'll be dozens more, I'm sure. And then to learn that all over the country, you know, mom and pop, privately owned radio stations with good listenerships are being bought up with Carlyle Group money, and to see Access Television stations being shut down all over the country, one of the few venues we had left. You know, 10 years ago, I started out on Access Television. And, you know, regardless of whether I'm on the radio in Austin or not, I can always go down once a week and do my live TV show. And then about a month ago, I'm down there leaving the studio, and there's a board meeting breaking up, and board members go, Alex, have you heard about the changes that are coming? And they were trying to sell me on how great they were going to be. And they said, yeah, it's going to be entertainment up here on the Austin Music Network. You know, this failed city endeavor is going to be coming in here, and it's going to be great. So instead of saying the government's taking over free speech in Austin, it's, hey, it's going to be entertainment, Alex, and you can be part of it. And they don't tell any of the producers about it. They're all real secret about it, the people that do shows up there. And then I talk to some more employees and find out more. And they're going to have this little citizens forum Thursday night here in Austin, Texas. It's 7 o'clock at 1143 Northwestern. Off East 11th at the Access TV studios down there, and you know it just says on the wall, "Oh, be here for the producers forum." They don't tell you that. Oh, by the way, you know when nobody shows up, we're going to say, "Well, nobody showed up because nobody was told this was about." So we're just going to go ahead and make the changes. And so then I won't be able to be on the air 2 years from now when they're putting in all the toll roads and scamming everybody and have got their citizen squads out running around. Full tilt boogie, and it's happening nationwide. Every form of free speech where you can really reach a lot of people is being clamped down on. They're just shutting them down pell-mell. Every week I see them shutting these things down around the country. And usually it's the same story. Oh, there's a reorganization taking place. We're getting rid of the charter of free speech. It's going to be entertainment. But you'll still have your show, maybe. And, you know, then I tell some of the people that do shows down there, and they kind of roll their eyes, and, well, what can we do? You know, it's just... It's to watch the vice closing, you know, to see this happening is so very painful. And it's just horrible. And frankly, I can't do it all. I can't go to every Homeland Security meeting. I can't go down when they're trying to, you know, pass a bunch of gun control laws at the legislature and catch people paying people bribes in the hallways, which I've done, and I can't go set up all the rallies. I just can't do it all. You people, wherever you are around the country, are going to have to be the leaders and step up and get wise to this and be leaders. I can't do it all. And luckily people did go to the meeting. And luckily they did get all this on tape. But just the full magnitude of it. And to see this happening is just mind-blowing. And I just hope that people will get, again, wise to what's happening. Because, I mean, I'm really freaked out by how far along this whole thing already is. I mean, I didn't know that they'd already had hundreds of meetings in Austin, getting thousands of people lined up as spies to fight terror and crime, or the suspicion of crime. I mean, that's not America. Now they're going to shut down our free speech.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
I want folks to understand these giant tattletale squads were being quietly set up in the mid-1990s. The troops in the late 1980s all over the country were raiding gun owners' homes in the middle of the night with a BATF. I have video of this. I have news articles. It's all in my films. So all of this was being set up, this huge infrastructure, before 9/11. And the government white papers said, we're going to have helpful Pearl Harbor events, huge terror attacks. They called them helpful, to sell the people on the domestic police state, then we're going to have a national draft, enslave the people with that, and send them overseas to fight our battles, and then clamp down on dissent here domestically. This is Rome, folks. And just to give you an idea of who we're dealing with, I read the London Telegraph yesterday with the British and U.S. government together sending people into gas chambers. They'd tell them, oh, it's just a test for the common cold. Sign this form. They'd kill them with nerve gas and then take their body parts and test it. We're talking about young troops, 20-year-old soldiers, men who loved their countries, who would die, who believed in the government. They will kill you. And we're talking mid-1980s having people stand out in fields and spraying you with sarin nerve gas, injecting you with autoimmune diseases to see what it'd do to you, and then tracking the progression of it. Folks, I have stacks. And this all comes out in the mainstream news, but it's just like, oh, the government did it, and we're real sorry. And you sit there and you serve these people? So I knew they were doing this, but I didn't know until this morning when I started typing in the name of a city, you know, Cincinnati, Ohio, Citizen Homeland Security Meeting. And there it would be, AmeriCorps, SecureCorps, Citizen Corps, Tattletale Squads, going out to the different, you know, inviting the president of the Plumbers Union for Central Texas and the president of the appliance repair group in town, why they were there. They were there with all their employees. You're coming. We're going to be patriotic. And you sit down and they tell them, all right, you're going to be spying on people when they're in your houses. And we're not just looking for terrorists. We're looking for criminals because crime undermines the state. And aids Al-Qaeda. We're looking for pot dealers. We're looking for husbands and wives fighting with each other, signs of abuse. We're looking for everything. We're looking for prescription drugs that aren't in marked prescription bottles. Folks, I've got the manual right in front of me. I mean, how many of us have friends and family who are on medication and they put it in their own little containers? I got friends that have gone to jail for that. And go into trial and go, well, here's the pills I had, and here's the bottle they came from, and here's my doctor. Well, you're still getting probation. You're going, they wouldn't do that. Folks, the government, in official press releases last year, said, we're going to have 33 million by 2010. That's the Justice Department. We have 7 million people in the prison system or on parole right now. 33 million. And you watch my film, The Road to Tyranny, CBS says, we'll have 33 million by 2024. That was from 3 years ago. Now they upgraded and say, no, it's going to be by the end of this decade. And they're building giant prisons, biggest part of our economy everywhere. And then we've got major police departments. Every major police department we look at, type in the name of your city and type in police caught framing suspect. Police crime lab caught manufacturing. 90% of the time, these search engines are incredible. Mainstream news will pop up for your town. You'll see hundreds of cases for big cities of them framing people back into the 60s right through 2004. Industrial frame-ups where they pull you over, throw a bag of chalk in the back of your car randomly. The crime lab certifies it as cocaine. They take your house, your car, your children. I just talked to a lady, folks, and this is even in the news. No criminal record, hadn't had a ticket in about 10 years, driving with her 5-year-old child, forgot to do a turn signal. The cop arrested her, and CPS took the child for the night. She was arrested they arrest people for not having their seatbelt on now, in their own neighborhood. Remember that case here in Austin? And now, of course, CPS is visiting the family because once the child was in their custody, that child was interrogated that night looking for some dirt or something. So, hey, you don't do a turn signal or don't stop at a stop sign with your kids, they're going to take them now. Folks, I'm not joking. The most petty misdemeanor will end your life. It'll all be over. But it's all selectively enforced. If you're a cop's kid, things will quietly be dropped. You're a judge's wife. You can drunk drive all you want. You're a member of the legislature. You can run people over in the street. Nothing's going to happen to you. You've got immunity.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melon, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I am not going to talk about the degenerate Michael Jackson. I'm not going to talk about Senator Kerry's Botox. I will spend a few minutes on Sandy the criminal burglar. Sandy Berger. But really, all of those are distractions and diversions from the bigger things that are happening. Discussions of suspending the election, secret police and troops recruiting millions of citizens over the last 2 years covertly. Really in plain view, though. This is the reality of what we're dealing with, what we're facing. In my film, The Road to Tyranny, I have FEMA in Kansas City in a classroom before police and firefighters, telling them that all Christians are terrorists, that we're enemies, their training manuals saying people that make frequent references to the Constitution. Now it's far worse. What type of guns are in people's houses, recruiting the exterminators and the phone men and everybody else? Was a husband and wife arguing? You know, just all of this, this total tattletale society. What does it have to do with terrorism? But on the Sandy Berger situation, and we got the guy admitting he stuck stuff in his socks and accidentally carried it out and did all of this. And if I had to estimate what is happening, he's probably... Now, understand, he prepared these reports. He brought these documents over. These are his documents that he brought to the committee, to the National Archives. Then why would he be sneaking them back out? Probably to protect himself, to give to certain key people in case something might happen to him. They all do this in intelligence if they're smart. Berger is a horrible CFR piece of trash committed so many crimes, it's innumerable, just like his boss, Bill Clinton. And they did protect Al-Qaeda, and it's in my film that I made 2.5 years ago on the subject. We exposed George Bush and Bill Clinton as the puppets they are. They did when Sudan and Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia wanted to arrest Bin Laden and hand him over. They said, no, we don't want documents on him either. And so this continued with George Bush. And so it is election garbage. It turns out that back in October, folks, how many months ago was that? 9 months ago? That they watched him take these documents out, that they gave him more copies, that they watched him stick them in his underwear. Why'd they do that? Why are they now bringing it out? It is obvious. But the point is that it doesn't even matter. It's just a political diversion. What about Ashcroft calling up Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator, and telling her, don't come out about how we ordered you to falsify prior knowledge documents, you know, to cover that up, to retranslate them, and we'll give you a better job, and if you don't, we'll arrest you. I mean, that's on the record. FBI agents being threatened with arrest if they try to stop Al-Qaeda. The CIA bringing back in Al-Qaeda. This is paying for their houses, their cars, their credit cards. It's all on my website, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So it's a big distraction. So what? Yeah, Sandy Berger's a crook. Wow, boy, tell me something I didn't know. Sandy Burglar. We got Dennis Hastert, Mr. CFR, Speaker of the House, running around on his high horse, you know, calling this a third-rate burglary using Watergate terminology and nomenclature. And, oh, look, there was some cover-ups in 9/11. Ooh, we caught him. It was Bill Clinton's people. Really, did Bill Clinton's people order NORAD to stand down? Did Bill Clinton's people fly out Al-Qaeda? Did Bill Clinton's people mass 44,000 U.S. and 18,000 British troops in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan the week before? Did Bill Clinton's people fly out 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders out of the middle of Afghanistan, the middle of the war, in a staged event? Did Bill Clinton's people call and warn public officials not to fly to New York on September 11th, on the night of September 10th? Did Bill Clinton's people run a CIA drill of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon at 8:30 in the morning on 9/11 as the smoke screen, as a stand-down order for NORAD? They're all guilty, but they play this double game, in this false double agent game of there's left and right. Oh, look, the Democrats have prior knowledge. Oh, look, the Republicans have prior knowledge. And both sides of the false debate can see the corruption of the other side, but can't see that it's part of a larger body. It's amazing. Let's take a few calls, and I'm going to air the trailer for the Manchurian candidate, then I'm going to air this ABC News piece about the implantable chips in Mexico's judicial workers. Anthony in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. The most mind-blowing part of your show in the 8 or 9 months that I've been on, that I've been listening to, happened yesterday when you were interviewing the Roth guy. And that is, I called before, you're probably sick of hearing it, but it's about peak oil. Well, if you remember, the Roth guy said, well, you know, oil peaked in 2000, and you didn't say anything. But then you said, well, yeah, and this guy used to work for an oil company. But you've said over and over that it was a big sham. So I was wondering, which way do you feel about that now?
Well, if you listen carefully, I came back with the oil companies want us to believe there's no oil and have put out these reports so they can charge more for it. And a lot of oil company people and a lot of companies, and BBC report just about a month ago about record oil supplies that have been found in the ocean, floor, record oil supplies in Africa, record oil supplies in Alaska, record oil supplies in Russia. I mean, come on.
Okay, I mean, well, I just didn't hear it when you were talking to him, okay? It was kind of freaking me out because if you did reverse that thing on peak oil, that would change everything about...
Well, no, I don't agree with everything Robert says. I mean...
Okay. All right, then I just want to clarify that. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Anthony. Let's talk to Paul in Delaware. Paul, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
I wanted to tell you, you were talking about tattletale squads all across the country, and I wanted to bring up Project Impact and something called mitigation planning, which what they have here in Delaware. Now, what they're doing is, I called up these people at the Delaware Emergency Management Operations, and they said that it's all about hazardous spills and this and that. But really all it's about is about, you know, cracking down on American citizens. And, of course, I, you know...
Well, exactly. When you type in your city's name and Citizen Homeland Security Meeting, the first thing almost all the documents say is emergency management, hazardous spills training. And then deeper in it, there's a program, the real program, and it'll say of what to look for suspicious when you're in people's homes.
Yeah. And I went down to the library to look at the mitigation planning, and there's the main key sections are blacked out where the public can't see. And then the project impact, you've heard of that, right?
Yes.
I'm shocked, man. They have the Boy Scouts being part of this, you know. So if you got your kids, and by the way, in order for your kid to be an Eagle Scout, he has to swear to be a citizen of the world. So I just want to throw that in there. But they have the Boy Scout involved with this Project Impact, where they take over all the elected officials of the local elected officials and, you know, put in these, a lot of times, foreigners, by the way. I just want to throw that in there.
I know, it's like America with a K, and if people just type in the names you just said, the government websites will pop up. It's unspeakable what's happening. And again, we hear about it as a local program gets heat in Tampa, Florida, for Tattletale Squads in your home. But then you type in the same thing for your city, and it pops up. It's going on everywhere. It's federal.
Yeah, and if they would just go ahead and pop in Executive Order number 12919, that will bring up exactly what they're doing, where they're, you know, you elect someone, not only are your, you know, your votes. I just got done watching Vote Scam, The Stealing of America. They have it on video, and they also have a book. I suggest all people out there, please read it so you can see how not even your paper ballots are counting. So all I can say is, you know, wake up.
I hear you, my friend. It is staggering what's happening. Who's up next here? Daryl in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. And about a year ago, I called in and I gave a very brief story, and I'd like to repeat it because I'd like to draw a parallel to what's happening here in America today. And when I was a military intelligence officer in the Army back in the late 70s over in Berlin, Germany, we went to a little German resort called Königstein where they brought in Russian emigres who had fled the Soviet Union. They were in different places in Europe like Sweden, Germany, etc. And they came down to give us total immersion in Russian language courses. And because I had had a teacher take a liking to me, I got invited to a couple that were basically teachers-only soirees or late-evening get-togethers. And Alex, I had mentioned when I called in before that the vodka flowed, and you got around 1 a.m., 2 a.m., the tears would start to come down, and just about every single Russian teacher there had a horror story of a loved one that had been taken to a camp somewhere in the Gulag system that some of them found out they'd been tortured to death. Others found out something worse, that they never knew what happened. They could never trace them down. They'd been moved from camp to camp, and they didn't know how they died or if they were still alive. And Alex, the reason I'm mentioning the story again is that there's a deep feeling in my gut that maybe 50 to 60 years from now, some of our sons and daughters, some of our grandchildren will be sitting around in their 50s and 60s and saying, oh, in late 2004 or early 2005, my mommy and daddy got hauled off by Homeland Security and taken to Alaska or Cuba or Haiti, and we never heard what happened to them. We've tried to trace them down, and I smell that coming. If you'll let me draw an analogy to Star Trek, the Homeland Security fatherland mothership is moving at warp speed right at this very moment. And we can't sit around and be idle. Everyone, not just Alex Jones or me or anyone else, everybody who's listening needs to get into warp speed and get super involved. And I've promoted your tapes before, and I'd like to do it again. And I still think your three best ones are 911, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, and Police State 3, Total Enslavement. And I plead with everyone out there, get those videos and share them with your loved ones, get them into the hand of police and military, because we may not have a lot of time, Alex, as you've brought up on your show many times. You've got retired generals like Tommy Franks, you've got General Ralph Eberhardt, and others are all talking about either suspending elections or having troops in the street or the Constitution's gone down the tubes, the next major terrorist event. And I think, would you agree with me, Alex, that we all need to get into warp speed right now?
Well, absolutely. And all of this is meant to intimidate those of us that are waking up. But if we let the bully intimidate us, they win. The key is being bold. There's more of us than there are of them. And letting them know we're not going to go along with it, it may back them off. So, I mean, look. All of these secret tips programs and tattletale programs to fight terror and crime, they're doing it covertly. Why are they doing it covertly? Because they know it's bad. They know it's not popular. They know it's illegal what they're doing. I mean, again, a cop's got to have a warrant to come in your house, but they're going to get the exterminator, the plumber, the cable guy to spy on you in your house.
And I like the example that you've brought up many times on your show is that we'll be just like the Stasi and East Germany. The Germans, for some reason, did a better job than both the Russians, communists, and the Red Chinese communists in the number of spies. And what do you say? They were shooting for 1 in 20. It seemed like every second or third person in East Germany was spying on his neighbor. And the last thing that any of us wants in this country is to have 1-800 turn in your neighbor phone lines. And as you said, there's tons of psychos out there that just gravitate to these large groups of swarms of in gray uniforms or tan or whatever they'll issue them to go around their neighborhood watch and knock on your door. Do you have any illegal guns, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, they've already started for 5 years knock and talk. They got it in Dallas in nice neighborhoods. Oh, your husband's not here. Mind if we come in and look at your guns? Just door to door, randomly.
Again, I just urge everyone, get your videos and start screaming loudly. I know some people say don't call your congressman. Doesn't do any good, but we'd better use every avenue that we can, peaceful avenue, right now, because sooner or later, we're not going to be given that option anymore.
Well, are you going to go quietly to the FEMA camp?
Alex, I pack all the time, and like you said, I've had close up with the people that have been under those type of systems, and the last thing I want for me or any of my loved ones is to end up in a camp where you're totally at the mercy of the cruelest scum that they can put in over you as guards. And Abu Ghraib is not an aberration. Abu Ghraib is the norm for today for people that are in camps. And you want your female loved ones, your young sons, to face the likes of the people that ran the Nazi camps, the Soviet Gulag camps? I don't think so, Alex. I hope that God will allow me to go down fighting, and that's one of my prayers. And it may sound cruel to some folks, but the Bible has tons of examples of courageous men like Abraham that went out and delivered his nephew Lot from Gideon with his 300 men. There's just example after example of courageous men that stood and fought, and God gave them victory. But whether he gives us individual victories or not, the last thing any of us should want to do is to go along peacefully to some camp or allow our loved ones to go.
Well, what did Alexander Solzhenitsyn say?
How we burned in the camps, just thinking, oh, if only we had gotten together in the hallways with pokers or axe handles or anything and just started to slay some of the Stalin's security guys that were coming around, how quickly he would have run out of people that had the guts to come and search people out. But instead, as Solzhenitsyn also said, when they came to the different apartments and lairs and knocked on the doors, we'd hide in our room. And when they took the other person away, we'd say, oh, he must have done something to offend the state if they took him. No, we better all hang together, or we will hang separately, as Ben Franklin said. And Alex, I can't thank you and Violet and the others, Paul Watson, enough for all you've done to post great materials on your websites. And I beg everyone, go up to InfoWars.com and take a look around, take a look at the materials that are offered, because the best way to support any ministry or organization or group that's standing for what's right is to buy the great informational tools they have and then share them with your loved one.
Well, I appreciate that, my friend. And, you know, we're at the crossroads right now. I mean, they're really doing it. You know, this isn't, oh, we're paranoid. I mean, folks, it's really happening. You know in your guts it's happening. Look at the evidence, then you'll know in a cerebral fashion what's happening. And, you know, it's really happening. And I can't believe it happened this fast. And after the next terror attack they're going to engineer, we're going to see even more. And thanks for the call, Daryl. Since he mentioned my videos, if you want to get any of them and make copies of my films, I carry a bunch of other videos, too, that other people have made, you can call toll-free to get them at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our Safe Secure Shopping Cart. I've made 10 films, and they're $25.95 a piece, $20 if you get three or more of any of the titles. And I've written a book, and I've published another book, and I carry a bunch of other books and videos as well. Different prices. You can call and ask questions about the discounts and the specials by calling 1-888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And it's up to you, folks. I mean, there's more of us than there are of them, and a lot of police and military have questions about what's happening. We've got to give them more information. We got to say no and not be like the Russians, not be like the Germans, not be like the communist Chinese. We're Americans. We're different. There may be a lot of dumbed-down, decadent people that don't care, but they don't count. It's those of us that will stand in the gap, because when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against them. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones, inside the New World Order.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up the next hour, we got a guest 30 minutes in the next hour, but we'll get to Barry, Vince, Jerry, and Kirk, Roberta, many others. I want to air this Manchurian Candidate trailer because the science they talk about, what's in the film, I mean, is really what is already existing and is totally in your face. And then in the next hour, we'll re-air this, but then play the ABC News piece about the implantable microchips in Mexico's government officials. Go ahead and play this clip.
I know how much Americans have to fear today.
I believe that freedom from fear is not negotiable. We must secure tomorrow today. Today. Today.
For 12 years, I've had one dream, not variations on a dream, the same dream. In all those years, I've been denying what every nerve ending in my body is telling me is more real than not.
It is appalling the way they let these troubled individuals walk around with the rest of us.
I'm not crazy! I know him, Father. I served under him. He's not a well man.
This is rich people, Manchurian Global, funding bad science to put a sleeper in the White House.
We can give them heat, give them a war hero forged by enemy fire in the desert in the dark.
Raymond Shaw is probably the kindest, greatest human being I've ever known.
This is about my son. You swore to me that this was fail-safe.
When I think of you, I fear for this country. I got the proof. We can nail them. We can take them out.
I will do anything that's necessary to protect America from all of its enemies.
Sergeant Raymond Shaw. Raymond Prentice Shaw. Listen. I got to know where it's going to happen, when it's going to happen.
I want to believe you.
Then do it. Believe me. Help me.
All right, folks. And again, audio isn't as good as video. You can watch the clip, the trailer, at Infowars.com right now. But I spent about 30 minutes on the website last night, and it has a high level of knowledge about mind control and current programs that are going on. There's actually another trailer, too, where he talks about the implants that are in him. And, you know, it's horrible, which is exactly what they did to McVeigh. I mean, did you know McVeigh had the admitted top mind control expert as his doctor when he was in federal prison? I mean, they don't even hide this stuff. Jolyon West, he just died last year. Jolyon West, who came out in the MKUltra hearings back in the 70s, is involved in all this. He was McVeigh's private doctor right up until the time he was executed. Dr. Ewing Cameron, the founder of the American Psychological Association, found guilty in civil court with the CIA abducting hundreds, if not thousands, of people, confirmed hundreds, and taking them to facilities, drugging them, putting audio recordings into their minds, electroshock, creating Manchurian candidates. Eric Harris and Kleibold, both their parents, working in secret government programs. The FBI, founding, FBI agent's son, founding the Trenchcoat Mafia at Columbine. I can go into that for hours, all the evidence, all the facts, but people can't handle it. It's 2004, boys and girls. Now, from fiction in The Manchurian Candidate to ABC News, with the chips and how good they are for you. We'll play that when we get back and take your calls and cover a ton of news. Infowars.com. Terror.